Secretary Laird for me, please.
Yes.
Not only supported the thing, but he also has been superb in executing.
Get him.
Right with you, Mr. Colson.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Laird, Mr. Colson is calling you from the president's desk.
That was his job. I don't know, maybe I'm putting too much stress on what the rule is, but I think Bob...
Hello?
No. On this question of who's putting out the stories that that you disagreed with this decision.
Well, they're trying to make, I can see what they're doing. They're trying to make a big deal for Connolly.
Yeah, of course.
Thing, but
I understand.
I don't think that helps Connolly, think it helps the president.
It hurts us all when that happens. Let me just say that I've talked with Bob Holderman, with Henry Kissinger, and with the president. And Ziegler will go out there this morning and just knock that story down hard. The president's outraged about it. So we will.
That doesn't do the president or Connolly any good.
Of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. It's asinine.
And we ought to be able to talk about things. I raise, you know, I've been in opposition in this town for 20 years, and I always feel that it's important to raise all the questions about what might happen. But when you raise questions, you ought to be able to do that.
That,
and not be quoted out of meetings.
That is exactly the phrase the president used, precisely the words he used. And we are, believe me, he is incensed over it and has instructed Ziegler to go out there this morning, which will be the same time you're doing your press conference, and just knock it down very damned hard.
Okay, very good.
The poll results that I talked to you about, Mel, on Sinlinger, which are just going out of the roof in terms of public support, we now have an ORC poll, which is fantastic, you shouldn't allude to it this morning unless you say that you're aware of polls that are being taken and are coming up.
Okay.
But it's fantastic, this ORC poll, which was finished last night, which says to make sure that supplies do not reach the North Vietnamese, the president has taken the following actions.
Okay.
One, and then list all the actions. Do you support the president's actions or don't you? 74 yes, 21 no, 5 no opinion. And all of the other polls, all of the other questions that have been running regularly in this ORC data, do you agree with the way the president's handling the situation in Vietnam, or do you approve of his handling of it, has just gone up beautifully. I mean, we really have the people with us this week.
Well, we'll give them hell right now. We're getting ready to go. CBS has moved in live.
Yeah, we've got live from CBS, and we may have one other network, I'm told. So that's
okay.
Just marvelous. Well, give them a little hell, Mel.
I will.
Okay, and we'll knock this other one out of the box. Don't worry.
Let's do that, because that doesn't help anybody, and that's getting started. We're getting injuries over here about it. My people knock it down right away.
You know what you should do? Just refer him to Ziegler.
All right.
Just refer. Don't worry. I wouldn't let him get you off the track this morning, because you can whack the hell out of the critics and not let them try to divide us within the administration.
Very good.
Attaboy. Thanks.